they are both Nuzokim, they are both Nuzokim, so Mele, how is it that now only Shini is the Mozek? Obviously, there is a boy. Obviously, then yes, the Kashi. Now, so the Gemara continues in that abide. Die Oschali kam und die Tochter ist lechad mir nach. Wie dach nies brach was suche, wo soll den ganzen Frink. Akil ist vom Chesdona, wo man ja muss ein bisschen so gekriegt hin. Die Leuschwe, mei des Simches, die Sirche rat gut. In other words, everybody agrees with the deed. Aber am meisten hat er aber nicht. Well, there are two kinds of music. One is in Mosaic of Bill, so then Sumches is not Chilk. But then there's another Mosaic, like the Machus Probach HaMeir, Sheshna Rashaporo, the Nintzi Bodhichido, so it's a draw at the moment. So the circumstances are of such character that there is a Shafik. So then the Chachon will say, if it's in the possession of one person, even though there is no bill, there is still a loche of Hamishim Havir al Varai. And Sumcha says, no, when do we say Mosaic? When the Mosaic can be with a bill. But in the case where there is already money, but it cannot be with a bill, so then we don't apply the din of Mosaic. So here,
is that because Tosfos' original sheet that Tulsuk would become Badai? Would Rashi differ in that point of view?
Sumches is Chilik and the Chachonim when the Mosek is not in the Varia.
How does Rashi say?
What?
You just said, Rebbe just said how Tosfos would explain Sumches with his eager drawing.
I didn't say only Tosfos. Everybody explains it.
Even Rashi?
Even Rashi, everybody.
Because Rashi never holds
that he was the Mosek. No, not in this. I said it in connection with Nine Mills and the Towers. Okay. But here, the Gemara mentions it in respect to the case of when Echod, when he sees it in Sachas Yodish of Echod. Right. Now, the Gemara says, in Tim Salema, top for Echod, the Faleinu, the Tine, some Yodei. If we are going to assume that in the case of Tokreach Abifalein or Shosak, Lipsei Tzorach, is Mitzinis in your day, so Yigdisho Eino Mekadesh. So Rashi says, in other words, if we say that even if he is taking, so we take it out of him. In other words, that we consider it belongs to the person who held it. So Mele, how can Hegdesh be better? But if we assume Tzok V'Echad Lufanein, Eimitzin Eishin Yodei, so suppose he was not taking it. In other words, Ulm and Shimon are holding on to the Talis, and then Shimon was Magdish the Talis. So, Kibn the Oma Mara, Merosil Gobea, Kibsirosil Hedit Dome, Kimandi Tafri Dome. So the Dibur itself is like it, if it is his. Oidumo Hashtem Nia Holy Top. Uchsi v'ish kiyagdish es beisi kedesh, ma beisei v'yashusei ap kol v'yashusei. like the higher Leibishus. So since it's a dish of a late up for, so it wasn't in his Rishus, so even if Rabishmai is Bali, that it is his, truly say, top for in the Sinis and Yadig, because maybe it is his. So in the Sinis and Yadig, he doesn't know, but it was still not in his Rishus. A dish of a late up for in the Kodesh, the Lahren dish on top for. Our top for the local addition. Toshma.
Rebbe, yeah. I was bothered by something. I think the Rashi Hakadisha and Einam Kodesh is going on the first half, on the first Imtim Salomar, isn't it? Imtim Salomar, talk for Echad Bifanein Motino, some Yad to say Hakadisha Einam Kodesh.
Yes, true.
So why does Rashi say over there that it's Hakadisha below Tokfa?
Because if you assume that even by Tokfa, it's Mitzinis Miyodei. So how could Hekdisha be better than Tokfa?
Right, so why does Rashi have to say that the case is Hekdisha below Tokfa? Even if it's Hekdisha with Tokfa, it's Einam Mekudeshes. Because if it's Tokfa, it's Motzin Miyodei.
No, I mean, that's the next Abaya. If we say, that's what the Gemara is saying, Intim Salema, Tokfa Echum Faneo, Emitzinis, Intim Salema, Tokfa Echum Mitzinis Miyodei. So even if he was taken,
right, so why does Rashi say
take it away from him? So how can he be magish?
Yeah, so the case, Rebbe's reading the Gemara that it's Hekdisha even if it was Tokfa. Imtim Salomar Motsi and the other. So it's Hekdisha even with Tokfa, Einam Mekudeshes. Mm-hmm. So why does Rashi say Hekdisha below Tokfa?
No! Imtim Salema, the Tokfa is Einitzin, it's in the other. So, why? Because it is Sophic, maybe it is the Tekevs. So then we could say in two ways, if it's a dish of Roy Tokfa, that a dish of Roy Tokfa is not like Tokfa, and maybe it is like Tokfa, because on the Hosea of the Bayesk, it's the Hosea of the
Bayesk. Before that, in the first Imtim Saloma, Imtim Saloma Tokfa Echa Befeneinu, Motzi and Miyado.
Yes, so it's so, Einam Kodeshes.
Einam Kodeshes. Even when it is Tokfa.
Even when it is Tokfa.
So why does Rashi, on that line of the Gemara, he says Hekdisha, Dafka, he says below Tokfa. Even when it is Tokfa.
Who says that it's on this line of the Gemara?
Well,
it's
on
not
the next
on this line. It's just because it comes after to that, it's not, it's on the second Abaya.
On the second Abaya, the Gemara says Hekdisha below Tokfa. Rashi doesn't have to repeat the Gemara.
Rashi always repeats the Gemara. Always.
If the Gemara says Hekdisha below Tokfa, Rashi has to say
Hekdisha below Tokfa. Rashi always repeats the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Toshma, Ahumi Suse, they have a mean sour betray. I honor the day, the I honor the day. Come, Chavin, I Hekdisha. Parsim Nei Ratchanani V'Rabei Ishe V'Chul Rabot V'Sofik, because maybe it is his Merchus, the Meili Tzedesh, so it's you can't run away from it. V'Omalei Rabei Ishe L'Rabei Ki Azos Kamei De Ratchiz El Kafre Boyen Lei Ki Ebal Dezli Ki Osel Yisure Omalei Rabunei Masnist Sophic prayers, echot prayodom, the echot prayer behem. Bein teirim, bein tneim, amazing, chabel alai. So it all belongs to the king. But suppose it's a Sophic prayer. In other words, the mother of that behem had a miscarriage. And maybe it was a miscarriage of what? Not of what? So the male, this one is a prayer. It belongs to the king. Or maybe it was a real blood, the miscarriage. So this one is not a king. So it doesn't belong to the king. So it's not a call, it's not a petarech. So suppose you have Sophic prayers, echon, prerodom, echon, prerimob, bein teirim, bein tneim, hameisim, echabir, yorom, arayim. So in other words, so Rashi says, and here Rashi's pshat is different from the pshat by all the other issues. Because all the other Rishonim apply this case of Sophic Kriyas, where neither one is staying at his marriage. We don't know. We know that the mother had a miscarriage, but it is not known whether it was a miscarriage of what, or it was a miscarriage of Iraq, if it was a miscarriage of Iraq. So this one is a call. So it belongs to the kid. If it's a miscarriage of Iraq, so this one is not a call. So it belongs to the Israel. So, but Rashi, and everyone is staying in Tanisham. But Rashi applies this case to the case where each one is staying in Tanis boy. So Rashi says, because how could I talk? In Bayag Yisroel, hey, have a Kayan meeting, have a all right. Being talk for Kayan. Vishosek Yisroel, behold, October, have a Yisroel meeting, have a, and Rashi mentions, Shosek or October. So that is highly whether they do it or not they do it. That's only shy of a tennis body. But by ten shemo, it's not shy. But all the other shame apply it to ten shem. So what's bearing to the tevan that diet where it's a shy of suffix, whether there is a doye or not a doye? So all the shame say fair, Rashi is the only one. They say, in other words, let's see simple this. Zelishin Rashba, Vintim Zalema, Tolek Tokvach Lufanin Yiddish, Lekali Meima, Vihoche, Vishay, Vishetokvo, Achach Yiddish, Vishosaku, Zifsalach Goma, Vikichal, Vikichal Mafreya, Kungoyle, Lema, Vigloy Milsel Mafreya, Vishas Hegdish, Vishishalay Kineme, No, my salo, Sophic prayer, the Asurum is a Vede, with the Adisroyal, the Hinahum is Susse. The Parasim in the Kur Rabon, after the Kayan set up for the letter of name and under the Parasim in the Sophic, Shamliski for itself, the Nunsum Real in the Freya, Shin Kay, Michael Maisim in the Raya, Dilme Holy Parasim in the Love Mission of Shas, Shosha for itself. Elodeini Yochel Tziva Dayoni, Vahavari Kim Susim Takoe, Ki, Kishain Eidi, Lilose, Lilose, Vim Tima, Vim Tima, my Salva, the Sophic Prayer, the Talton, will it toughest but fall? Yishlena Dosaname, Kim Dusha Abom Lilelli, Havali, Kiel Haki and toughest but. The Yom Rasurim Gizva Veda Mishum, the top of the Kayan, Amishin is in Yodi. In other words, that if we say that top of the Kayan, Amishin is in Yodi, so that means that in the case of Sophic and one is in Mose, so he's not a violent Terra's father. But he's a violent material subject. In other words, if there is a dollar at the moment, then there are no bills. But we still say, Hamesim Chavere Yolamarai, except Sumches. Sumches says, we only say Hamesim Chavere Yolamarai when there is a bill. But when there is a dollar at the moment, there is no bill, then it's Yachleit. What the Rabban of Sumches say, that there is a locher of Hamesh Mechareb Olachaye, even in the case of the Torah at the moment. But the Shaila is, Why do the Rabbon say Amisim Harim Raya in a case of Rora Limamene? Because since Bezin doesn't know, some main Eichad Dikoye Ketel, Bezin cannot involve itself if it doesn't know. But if it's only the Terasophic, so if somebody takes it into his own hands, and he's taking it, so again we say, Momein Eicha Dikoyeke. So that's the Shaila. If we say, Tokfi Yachob Bifanein, is in Sinis in your day, why? Because, Shosaf Ritzit Sobach, because of the Doye, so it means because of the Sophic Doye. Not about Aidoye, but Sophic Doye. So Melee, if it is the Sophic Doye, so the Shaila is, when there is Sophic Doye, does he become, and one is a Tophus, does he become a Byron-Meter Spadai, or he becomes a Byron-Meter Sophic? There's the Shaila. If we say, Nitsi Nitsim Yodei, it means that the Tophus is the Mosek, even if Bakshmai is Gaile, it's not his. But as long as to us, it is a Sophic. So Melee is a Byron-Meter Spadai. And if you'll be Kavish and Ishe, she'll be Mekadesh as Biteras Vavai. But if we say, Tok V'yachad V'faneinu is Eimitzinis in your day, why? Because of Sophic Kidoye, so that means that because of Sophic Kidoye, so maybe the taking, maybe belongs to the taking, so then Bezdin cannot be made from the hands of the state. And then the Gemara tries to be patient from Sophic Pireis. So there the Raisa says, there's some Nisim Chabir Al-Avaraye, so Memele it means, if the Yisrael is the Mosek, so then it belongs to Yisrael, the Kehen cannot be made. But if the Kehen was taken from him, the Sophic Pireis, so then Bezdin lets it stay in the Kehen's hand. And still, he say, Asur v'gizev aveide, mimonefshach. It's also v'gizev aveide, even if it's in the possession of the Baron of the Israel. So why is it also v'gizev aveide? And the Havamin of the Gemara was that even though it's a Kedusha upon Mireo, he doesn't, it says, Kodesh Petrachem, but since there are two aloches by prayer, Behemo, one is that it's Kodesh, it's Nikav, it's Kov, and the other one is that it belongs to the Kehen, so one is based upon the other. In other words, when does it have Kedusha's power? Only when it belongs to the Kehen. But if it doesn't belong to the Kehen, for whatever reason, if it belongs to Yisrael, so then it doesn't have Kedushas Pro. So if it doesn't have Kedushas Pro from Mele, if it doesn't have Kedushas Pro from Mele, it's not also because of Aveire. So that is what the Gemara tried to be patient. Also Yisur Omer Rav Nune Masnist Sofik Pchiris Echa Pchirod Om Echa Pchir Behim Behim Teirim Behim Meim Hamis Mechabir Olvarai Ito Nahu Asor Udi Vavide Vohen Om Otok Fikien Eim Tzim Yisim Yode Diktona Nisim Mechabir Olvarai Whoever is the Murzek he has to keep it Vichilei Tokfei So it belongs to it belongs to the Israel, and still it's Asurim Gizel Aveide, so it's a Raya, and the Havamin of Gemara was that the Kedusha of the Tor is contingent upon the Bailus by the Kehen. So since it's also Gizel Aveide, so it's a Raya that that he's defiling the Teres Vadai, even though there is a Torah at the moment. So, Omri Rabbe, du shast, Chir Kamre, es leu omen ulof tok for Keren, nitzini simiyodi. Because the Yisroel is a violent Teres Vadai, even if Klat Ishmai is Galye, that it is a problem. But, that Loch Asurim, it is Aveide, the Kedusha Abom, Yileo Shane, because it's two separate Talochas. One is that the Pchor is Kodesh, and the other is that it belongs to the Kayan. But even when it belongs to the Yisroel, because of the Sofik Din of Murzek, and the Sofik Din of Murzek implied that it's Vada Bailin, so it's still Kodesh. So merely it's also a Begizim Aveide. Now, there is one thing that I forgot to discuss in connection with Abayet Teres Chayshinon Shel Shemun Milve Yishon Al Yishleol. So the Balamoyer as the Kashe, how can Abayet say that them as we say that Choshed Amonane is Choshed Ashvuiz, Choshed Ashvuiz. But then you ask, if Choshed Amonane is Choshed Ashvuiz, so why don't the Mishnah say, by Shnayim Nerzim Vitalas, and have to be Shvuiz, Monefshech, if you are Cheshish, Chal Shem Yerich, Yitkin, Vitalis is a Chaveire, you are Cheshit, you'll be Eber, and he's a Gezel, so maybe, so you should be Choshed, Vishakeh, also, so Rabbi Yechon says, Choshed Amonane, loy Choshed Ashvuiz, but Abaye says, Choshed Amonane is Choshed Ashvuiz. So why do we give him Shvuiz? Because maybe he has a debt and he can't prove it. So maybe he decided to be taken with Alice Shochavere. So then our Shvuiz is Yifres. So the Balamoyer as the Kashe, if that is the only reason as to why the Chachon or Mishaki, that he has to take his shvuye, why doesn't he say that? He should say that. We are Chizadim.
The Mishnah should say.
No, the person who says Kula Shari, why doesn't he say it? Chayshinon Shemon Milba Yishon Yishleol. Vin Teima, Im Kei Nitein, Vileine, Hoche. The Hoche V'Hoche Yisli Gabei. The Amtil Hoche, the Tfisale. In other words, why does he say foolishly? Let him, as he holds onto the talus together with the other fellow, and he says foolishly, so he should say to Bezni, I was taken in the talus, even though the other fellow really picked it up, and there will be none of the need, because the other fellow picked it up, but he owes me debt that is has the value of half of the talis. So Mela decided, I'll grab the talis, and then Beznu say Yachleiku, so I'll collect my debt. After all, I am entitled to collect my debt. But the question is, why should we believe him? After all, one second, they are both Mazokin, not because he has a nigger. So, in Tema, in Kei, Nitei, Vilemele, Hoche Vahoche, Isli Gabei, Vicheus, the Antil, Vilhoche Tisale, Vinirlin Ze, Shimoitrin Kach, Lo Hoyo Nema, Vitki Vitalisi Shokavere, even though he is a music. Ulhoche Maagame Ome, Vilama Kulishali, ומהושמנינון שאין לי אודם לתפייס Valchidei Vameshe Hu Birshu Shabiyode Litin Vilema Kach Vitach Yesh Liolam Vatilu Vipikodin Dizagabe Vipikodin Name Birshu Shadimore Ise. So, in other words, so he says, from this Gemara we see that if a person knows, he knows that another person owes him money, and he has no aid, so it will come to Besen, so he will be a kifahakel, and Besen will say, you can't collect, but he happens to have a chifes of the other person who owes him $100. Because a chifes that is worth $100, let's say a certain watch that is worth $100, was deposited by the person who owes him $100. So then he can retain possession. He doesn't have to go to the house of the person and grab it. He has it in his house, so he can retain it. And then he'll say that it's his chayfetz. Then of course person will believe him, even though the other person will say, no, I deposited that watch with you, because you'll be in music. So he says he has no right to do that. He has no right to do that. And if he does it, even though he doesn't grab anything from the other one's hands or from the other one's possession, he'll be able to miss out of guest. The Ramban is chayrik. The Ramban will come is chayrik. He says that he will not be able to miss out of guest. But one thing is clear, that a person is not allowed to grab from the other person the money that he owes him, even if he has aided, because that's a possibility in the Torah. Lusovi al Beise Lavitesat, Abeyei, Bachutz Tamit, Vuish Hashar Atunashibe, Yeitzi Lech Achutz. So if somebody owes you money, so you have to go to Besdin, and Besdin, and he has aided. So Besdin would send the Shliach Besdin to the house, and the Valve himself, who has aided, who testified with Valvezna, that person owes him, he's not allowed to come into the house. He has to wait outside. So it's the possibly foolish, like the Balamoya. So how is the Mohammed Chilik? So apparently, of course it's Osha. But according to the Balamoya here, if you grab yourself, or even if you don't grab, you just retain it, so then you are either a Nisha Gezer, and you have to, and you can't retain it, and then say that it's his watch. You have to go to Besdin and tell him, it's the other fellow's watch, but the other fellow owes him $100, and prove it, then Besdin will send the Shliach Besdin to collect from him. But according to the Milchamei, he's even a Gezel. According to Milchamei, he's just another Isha of the Soviet base of Avit Aveti. But Gezel he doesn't demand, because after all, he has a Shibir Aguf, Mikmimed Al Katfe. He's not allowed to do it. It's another Isha. But it doesn't involve the Nisa of Gezel. There's the Machlokes between the Balamoya and the Ramban. Yes?
Okay, Rabbi mentioned this halachas yesterday in the Shir, and I was going off, but I have a question just now on this.
Yeah.
This is now the Rabbi made a sharp line between whether you go into somebody else's house to collect the debt, or whether you use a pikadon or something that you currently have deposited in your, and like without converting that to like an apartment to collect against the previous debt.
Yeah.
So is there a specific halacha that a person cannot collateralize an old debt based upon a current possession, like if you give him
he has to do it on the best and according to everybody. The question is, if he does it himself, is he either a sigzel Or is even not allowed.
Okay.
But we certainly are lazy.
Okay, so I'll get back to that later when I go over. But the question that on the original svara with the Bath of the Moor, I have a question. Why does the Moor have to come along to the answer that he comes along to? Why does the Moor just say that you can't, the Mishnah couldn't say that Lashon, because then you would have a classical case of a Sufik Mosi Badai. The guy would say, Sufik Milva Yashani Yeshli Allah. And the other guy saying, Hukula Shali is a Sufik Milva Yashani Allah.
Well, that's the Shaila.
He ain't Sufik Mosi Badai. So how could he tie to that?
That's the Avayin Gemara, whether he thinks only. Where there is only a violator, Svadai, since there is a Torah denominator, they are both Masochim. Or in the case of Sotavis and Sovach, so since it's Sofik Yidoi, so Mele, if he's taking, so then Bezmin cannot be Meitiasim Yodai, because he's a violator, because he's only a violator of Sofik. So if he is the Mosek, so now Bezdin cannot be Mason Yod either. Or since it's a Sofik Idoye, so it's he becomes a biometer of Svadai. So now even if Kvapishmai is Galien, that the other fellow is the violin, so it's still Mitzin Mason Yod. The machlekes between the Moya and the Ramban is when somebody can prove that another fellow owes him money, can collect it, shall lay out the best. So, of course, it's also because of the love, who suddenly obeys the law, it's a rating. But, because of our lawyer, it involves the Nisha of Gezel. According to the Ramban, it doesn't involve the Nisha of Gezel, since he's in Shubetri, in the Glimmed Al Kapri. So, just another issue.
So the Nachmina and the Machlokas between the Baal HaMoor and the Ramban would be upon exactly which taina of Abaya is the Havamina or the Maskana of Abaya that you would say is Milvi Yashana or Sufik Milvi Yashana.
That's right.
That would be the
Nachmina. That's right.
But in any case,
the reason why the Gemara says Sufik Milvi Yashana, because if it's Vada Milvi Yashana, so again the Kashi is. If we say Choshet HaMomen and Choshet HaShvuyes, so what's the purpose of the Shvuy? That's why the Gemara says Sofik Milvi Yashani Yisrael.
But then the Rebbe said that if he said Vada Milvi Yashani Yeshli Allah, that he could have said that, then he would be then an amigo. He could have said his whole case and then he would have had amigo.
Yeah, okay, alright.
But isn't that like amigo the Hotzi?
Okay, I'll discuss that tomorrow.